These texts paint a fuller picture of ancient spirituality and offer voices from the margins, prophets, seers, and sages who dared to dream differently. The Books of Enoch, long lost to the West but preserved in Ethiopia, offer some of the most radical visions of divine justice. Cosmic Hierarchy and Angelic Rebellion, they reveal an ancient worldview in which human history is intimately entwined with heavenly drama and interdimensional beings. These works influenced early Christianity profoundly. Echoes of Enochian thought reverberate through the New Testament and early Christian mysticism. The Dead Sea Scrolls, discovered in the caves of Qumran in the 20th century, are among the most significant archaeological finds of the modern era. These manuscripts, many over 2,000 years old, belong to a sectarian Jewish community, often associated with the Essenes that lived in expectation of the apocalypse. Their writings include rules for communal living, prayers, war scrolls, prophetic visions, and alternative psalms. They challenge our assumptions about Second Temple Judaism and reveal the messianic ferment into which Christianity was born. The Nag Hammadi scriptures, unearthed in Egypt in 1945, contain Coptic translations of early Christian and Gnostic texts that were buried to preserve them from ecclesiastical destruction. Within this library are spiritual dialogues, gospel alternatives, cosmological hymns, and philosophical treatises that stretch the mind toward other dimensions of Christian identity. The Gospel of Thomas, the Thunder-Perfect Mind, the Apocryphon of John, these are not aberrations, but parallel expressions of early Christian thought, offering feminine imagery, radical self-knowledge, and cosmic introspection. The writings of the Apostolic Fathers, texts like 1 and 2 Clement, the Didache, and the letters of Ignatius ground us in the real-time struggles of the early post-apostolic church. These texts, sometimes doctrinal, sometimes pastoral, offer a window into the development of ecclesiology, martyrdom, and early Christian community life. By gathering all these traditions under one roof, this volume opens the door to a panoramic view of Judeo-Christian spirituality. You are about to traverse thousands of years of revelation, descent, imagination, and hope. How to read these texts today? Reading this collection is unlike reading a conventional Bible. There is no single narrative arc, no fixed theology, and no singular worldview. Rather, what you'll find are voices, multitudes of them, echoing across generations and geographies, often contradicting, challenging, and reinterpreting one another. To read these texts properly is to practice discernment. Some are mythic, others moral. Some are historical, others fantastical. Some are sober reflections of faith, others are ecstatic bursts of divine vision. We encourage you to approach these writings not with the aim of rigid doctrinal extraction, but with openness to layered meanings. Take your time. Read slowly. Reflect on the context in which each text was born. Who wrote this? Who were they speaking to? What questions were they answering or asking? This modern translation has been prepared to remove unnecessary linguistic barriers. Archaic language has been replaced with clear contemporary English. Poetic structure, metaphorical nuance, and thematic coherence have been preserved wherever possible. Footnotes have been kept to a minimum in the interest of readability, but key context has been incorporated into the flow of the narrative itself. Some texts, like the Enochian visions, may read like science fiction or cosmic mythology. Others, such as the Didache or the Apostolic Letters, are strikingly practical and community-oriented. Still, others, such as the Nag Hammadi treatises, invite deep philosophical engagement and inward meditation. Let the diversity of voices inspire your own questioning. Let these ancient texts open modern doors. Finally, allow yourself the freedom to disagree with the authors. Some texts here contain ideas that may feel challenging, outdated, or radically different from mainstream belief systems.